Yeah, Biggie. Let Biggie come in here, Ed. That's nice. Welcome, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Brian and Luke, or Luke and Brian, as it's technically known.
Sometimes LaFollette and Brian. It varies what day it is.
Luke is going to eventually change his name to LaFollette, so he will just be a shoo-in to be, you know, voted in no matter where he runs. It's a campaign strategy that I think is a winner. But I think our next guest will not be using that strategy. I think he's going to go with his real name, which is Angelito Tenorio. How are you, Angelito Tenorio? You are running for Wisconsin State Treasurer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Luke and Brian. It's great to be with you.
I'm really happy to have you, man. So you're running to replace Sarah Godlewski. I wanted to go and say Sarah Rodriguez, who was our last guest, and completely different people, although both equally wonderful. Sarah Godlewski ran around and made people really excited for the state treasurer's office. Her Republican opponents basically tried to say that we shouldn't have the state treasurer's office at all, and that was their position. Now their position is, hey, let's not have one. Let's have one, but let's have it not be elected because we lose those elections. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Sarah Godlewski has done a lot of incredible work in saving the office. As you may remember, in 2018, they had a ballot initiative trying to eliminate the position completely. And Godlewski has done a lot of good work in building and elevating the position of the office, because the previous Republican treasurers basically just sat in the basement of the Capitol and collected a paycheck without actually doing the duties of treasurer, which I believe is being a fiscal watchdog, an independent fiscal watchdog, holding our state finances accountable. I believe in transparency and accountability, advocating for the financial well-being of all people in Wisconsin, and really being creative with the funds that we would have control over in investing in Wisconsin's future. So now with the proposals that the Republicans have put forward in consolidating the position of treasurer, I think it's reckless. I think it's really important that we have an independently elected constitutional officer to hold our state finances accountable.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I think it was a very great thing to see in 2018 that 62% of the voters here in Wisconsin said and agreed with a lot of that sentiment, because they were the one, 62% of the voters on a ballot initiative in a spring election said, no, we're not going to eliminate this position. We're going to keep it. It's going to remain a constitutional office for statewide election. And that's really a good indication that we're seeing, because here in Wisconsin, most elections statewide come down to a coin flip. It's a 50-50 race in a lot of regards. And to have a pretty overwhelming margin, that's a better than a 20-point margin, to say, no, let's keep this position, you don't see that a whole lot in statewide elections here in Wisconsin. So what is the campaign trail been like for you, Angelito, so far? I know we're under a year out now, so how has been getting around the state of Wisconsin been, and what have voters been telling you about the status of this campaign and your race for 2022?
Yeah, it's been going really well. So we launched the campaign about 5 months ago now, back in July. And it's been really good sharing my story, my background, our vision for Wisconsin, but more importantly, really listening to the people. We're doing a mix of in-person events. We're doing a lot of virtual events as well. But it's been really incredible meeting folks on the ground and listening. Not listening to respond, but really listening to understand people's stories, priorities, and their concerns in Wisconsin. And it's honestly been really incredible. We're hearing the same things, whether in an urban, rural, suburban community. People all want the same things. They want good paying jobs. They want a safe community to live in. They want the best schools for the kids. And with the role of treasurer, there are a lot of ways that we can advocate for economic security, and there are ways that we could actually send money to local communities to invest in public schools, libraries, infrastructure, solar panels, and so much more. So we've been getting a lot of good responses, a lot of good feedback on the road.
So tell us your story. Let us know who you are, Angelito. We jumped in, so I'm so excited about talking about actual policy, people who actually want to do something with the jobs they're going to have, and not just, oh, this is going to be the next step in your power climb to the top for some whatever reason. You actually seem to, you know, care about trying to make things happen. Tell us about yourself, Angelito.
Yes, thank you. So a big part of my story is being the son of Filipino immigrants. My mom and dad, they came to the US from the Philippines in hopes of finding a better life. They believed in the idea that they could make life better for themselves and their kids. They raised me and my siblings in West Allis, just outside of Milwaukee, home of the Wisconsin State Fair. That's our claim to fame. And I grew up in a union home. Both my parents were postal workers, and from an early age, they really instilled the values of working hard, giving back. And then I moved to Madison for undergrad. I'm a proud Badger, and that's where I found my passion for organizing, activism, politics, and government. I served in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. I'm a proud veteran, and it really is that sense of duty and service that motivates me with everything I do. I've worked in political finance for a number of years. I work for a nonprofit, environmental nonprofit now, Wisconsin Conservation Voters. And I serve as an alderman now in my hometown in West Allis. And it's been really incredible working hand in hand with my neighbors, my family, my friends, in order to make our community better. And I believe we can do more. It's going to be a tall order going to next year. But with the role of state treasurer, with Godlewski now running for the US Senate, we can't afford to let the statewide office fall to the hands of Republicans. So that's when I decided to throw my hat in the ring and really make sure that we have a strong progressive champion in that seat.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We have Angelito Tenorio. He is a candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer, and we're talking to him about, you know, who he is, what he's going to do, and what I want to ask you: is there something right now that you're looking at? You know, you're walking around and you're talking to people and you're taking their input, but is there something you see right now that a state treasurer could jump in and say, "This is how I can affect this situation specifically," just to give people an idea of how the state treasurer can be used for a tool for the people?
Yeah, one of the biggest ways and the most tangible ways the state treasurer can make a difference in people's lives, day-to-day lives, is that if elected, I would serve on what's called the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, which is a huge public trust. It's a state agency that manages almost $1.3 billion worth of assets and 77,000 acres of public lands. And we could use the revenue from that public trust to invest in local communities, to send that money back to the people across Wisconsin. Because when we say the state's money, it's really the people's money. So I really believe in sending that money back to the people, sending that back to local communities.
Glad to hear it, because yeah, we unfortunately are stuck with headlines this last week where certain elected officials here in the state, maybe the state assembly speaker, is just okay with throwing away money at a problem that he admits there's probably no way that we could find the answer to that problem, but he's going to continue to throw money at it regardless. So glad to hear that you are running to be a champion for the public funds as well, then, so that you can keep a good watchdog eye on those funds and make sure they're being spent and invested in really great ways. So Angelito, one of my favorite things to ask, I mean, I've worked on campaigns, I've assisted campaign staffers, I know that the campaign trail can be pretty grueling and pretty rough out there. It's especially December, but hey, I mean, we don't always get a 65 degree
it's
day
65.
In December.
Yeah.
But going out, knocking doors, doing all that all those things in the community, those can be really tough. So what kind of things are you doing to hopefully like kind of lighten your day on the campaign trail and remind yourself of why it's all worth it while you're running for this position?
Yes, I really appreciate that question, because there are a lot of forces in the world trying to wear us down, trying to bring us down. But I really do feel hopeful going to next year. It's going to be an uphill battle, of course. We can't take anything for granted. But one of the most incredible things about running for a statewide office is being able to travel around the state. Wisconsin is such a big and beautiful state, and even the natural geography is really incredible depending on what region you're in. And then meeting folks especially has been really cool, listening to people's stories, and it's been really, really powerful. So when there are days when I may feel tired or burnt out, I remember why I got started in the first place. That if not me, if not us, then who? Who's gonna make a difference and who's gonna fight for us? So I'm hoping to be that person to fight for us at the state treasurer's position.
Folks, we are right now. We are doing a Zoom call with Angelito Tenorio. He is a Wisconsin state treasurer candidate. But when we were talking about that, I just want to you could hear the smile in your voice. When you started talking about going around and meeting the people of Wisconsin and seeing the geography and stuff, but I want to let everybody know that I'm watching you and I saw your face light up too. It's like you can put a smile on your voice and everything, but you can't fake that type of lighting up. And I that really, really just warmed the cockles of my heart. That was really awesome. Talking about, cause again, we have such negative stories and half of our time is just being incredulous. I can't believe that these people are anti-socialist, but yet got their socialist loans and then got them forgiven with socialist money. I don't understand. And just to see the genuine joy in your face, I wanted to let everybody know that's listening that I saw that, and it was really really wonderful.
Yeah, and if you'd like to watch this Zoom conversation as well, you can head over to the Devil Radio 92.7 Facebook page. We are streaming live on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, Devil Radio 92.7 on Twitter. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We've got Angelito. Pronounce your last name for me, because I want to make sure I'm getting it right. Tenorio?
That's correct. Angelito Tenorio.
Okay, yes. Fantastic. I wanted to put that to bed, make sure that we were saying it correctly, and that we had no further worries.
I have the joy of knowing a Tenorio as well as a Tenuta, but the problem is that I know both a Tenorio and a Tenuta. And I wanted to do the to know to you.
Yeah, and I said Antigo earlier instead of Antigo.
We're having a Monday on a Thursday.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure my pronunciations were correct today, and wanted to cover those grounds. But one of the headlines that's going through today, we have the former governor of Wisconsin on some right wing talk radio stations in Milwaukee, talking about eliminating the personal income tax and just elevating the state sales tax to be able to, I guess, cover the gap that we wouldn't have from personal income revenue here as a state.
I don't know why, but I want to talk to someone who's going to be part of that. And do you have a response to that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Governor Walker. I don't know what he's doing. He's an embarrassment for our state, because I think that's just poor policy. Like, to eliminate the income tax and to increase the sales tax, that's absolutely regressive. And that would hurt low-income people. That would hurt working people and middle-class families. So there's no way that we should do that here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think current governor Tony Evers had a pretty good response. His response was pretty much, he was governor for 8 years and he had a Republican legislature the whole time. So had he wanted to do that, he could have done it at any time. And Evers pretty much chalked it up to, I don't know why he's talking about it now, but I agree. I think that's about as much time as we need to give to a guy that hasn't won an election in Wisconsin since, 2014?
Yeah.
So
I guess I know that there's, I lived in New Hampshire. I know they have no sales tax there. But they also offset it with liquor sales and things like that. But we'd have to shift the entire basis of our economy just to go and take care of sales tax. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, so we got a couple minutes left, Angelito. Can we let our listeners know how can they find out more about you and your campaign, and how can they learn more?
Thank you. So yes, we are a scrappy campaign. I don't come from money. So a lot of the work that we're doing comes from the ground up. We are building a grassroots statewide coalition, multiracial, intergenerational campaign. So if you're interested in getting involved, I encourage you to check out our website at angelitoforwi.com, angelitoforwi.com. And there you could find out more information. You could sign up to volunteer. You can donate to the campaign. Any donation at any amount would be incredible. And we're on all social media. We're on Facebook, Angelito for Treasure. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, Angelito for WI is our handle. So please feel free to check out our website and social media. And if you can volunteer and donate, that would make the world of a difference with our campaign.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, Angelito. Really appreciate you coming by. Angelito Tenorio, running for state treasurer. I don't know where that came from. State treasurer here in Wisconsin in 2022. We really appreciate you coming on the show, and hopefully we'll have you come back real soon as well.
Please forgive my friend Luke. He's going to see Spider-Man.
I know. My mind is on the Marvel Cinematic Universe this evening. So really appreciate you stopping by. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you.